Dads Alive. What's happening, everybody? Folks, you gotta be careful this time of year. You can't just open your door without knowing who's on the other side.
Hi, everybody.
The Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts are out with that $20 popcorn. It's tough to turn them down because these kids are, you know, I don't blame the kids. But I can't support that organization because I watched a Dateline once and it seems like there was some nefarious activity with some of the leaders. And I can't answer my door. I should never answer my door. I don't know why I ever answer the door. If the doorbell rings, it's never a good thing.
Surprise, motherfucker.
When is it ever a good sign when your doorbell rings and out of the blue? Never answer your doorbell. So a couple weekends ago, I see these Boy Scouts. They're out there with the popcorn and their little clipboards, these little vultures.
Gotcha, bitch.
I always buy this popcorn out of obligation. I feel bad for the little kids selling it, you know, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know that they're making some company rich off, you know, somebody's getting rich off the backs of these little kids. The money's probably going to fund ISIS or something like that. And this year, I'm just not going to do it. If my doorbell rings, I've got a firm no thank you chambered and ready. So the doorbell rings and I have a head full of steam. And I open the door. There's the Boy Scout. And I tell him no. No, thank you. No. And I notice in my peripheral vision that there's two or three other people with them, but I'm not really looking at them because I'm so focused on telling this Boy Scout no and getting him off my property and moving on with my life that I'm not really looking. But it turns out I knew the other people. It was my mailman, who I'm kind of friends with and friendly with, and then his daughter was with them. And his daughter's friends with my daughter. They've actually had sleepovers together. They're very close. They go to school together. And I'm starting to realize that I should indeed be buying this popcorn. But I've already committed. I've already said no. And I was kind of a dick about it. To be honest, I wasn't very nice. And I'm already committed to no. I already said no.
No!
Now I'm all up in my head. I'm all up in my head. Because I just said no to this guy that I should have bought the popcorn from this guy. Because he's a good guy and our kids are friends. And he's standing there and his daughter is standing there. And our daughters are real good friends. And I should have said yes to the popcorn. But I've already said no. And I'm starting to think that maybe they made a special trip to our house. Because he's the mailman and our daughters are friends. And what did I do? And I knew I screwed up. And I got nervous. But I couldn't stop talking for some reason. And I kept saying stupid shit. I don't know if I was trying to be funny or what I was doing, but I looked at the mailman. I'm like, is this what you do on your day off? You go out and panhandle popcorn in the heat? You don't get enough walking? And that really didn't go over well. I shouldn't probably have said that after all. But I couldn't stop saying shit. I kept saying stupid shit. Then I said, oh, we already bought some. It was an obvious lie, but I said, actually, we already bought some. We already bought some earlier. Otherwise, you know, otherwise I probably would. And then I said, you know, I'm not much for popcorn. No one here eats popcorn. We don't like popcorn. I'm forgetting that I just told them we just bought some. Like an idiot. Yeah, we already bought some. I don't like popcorn. I don't want any. We bought some already. It's obviously I'm lying and I can't stop talking. My lies are running into my lies. And I'm saying, I'm insulting him for being out with his kids on a hot day walking around.
You piece of shit, Luke.
And then I said, why don't you come back when my wife's home? She might buy some. Like they're going to walk around the block and come back. And then they're going to circle back and be like, hey, did you guys ever come to a conclusion on that popcorn? You still thinking about it? You know, like we're buying a used car or something. And by the way, both of our cars were there, so he knew she was home. And then stupidly, I said, like, you know, you'll probably sell a lot in this neighborhood because you're the mailman here, so you'll probably sell a lot. And I'm thinking, don't say that when you're not buying it. You'll sell a lot, but not to me. You're not going to sell it to me. But, you know, you'll probably have a pretty good day in the heat walking around selling popcorn. No thanks. It's a big no right here, but come back when my wife's back and maybe you can talk her into buying the popcorn. I should have said yes. I didn't know it was you. And don't forget Well, you already bought some. Remember, we already bought some popcorn, so we can't buy more. Even though I already told you we don't like popcorn and no one's going to eat it. We bought some already. Thanks. The moral of the story is don't answer your door. Don't answer your door unless you know who's on the other side. I shut the door and my wife was like, why did you do that? I don't know. I don't know why I did that. She had to go out and hunt him down and buy the popcorn, but... Alright, who cares? Who cares about that? Today, what I was really going to do today is to get into race. Like to talk about race. What I was going to do, I was going to rank the races. From my favorite race...
Winning.
Down to the race that I can't really stand. Is that okay to do? I don't know. Seems like it'd be fun to do. Just to take my favorite race and then right down to the race that makes my skin crawl with disgust. A lot of people don't like to talk about races because they think it's something that shouldn't be talked about. But I will. I have nothing to hide and I plan on being painfully honest. The race that I hate the most is the Kentucky Derby. It's not for me. I don't like horses. NASCAR or any car race is also probably not great for me, but it's better than the Kentucky Derby. My favorite race is the Boston Marathon. So there you go. I ranked all the races. That's just my opinion. You might have your own list, and that's fine. Everybody's got their own opinion. Nothing wrong with it. And I don't think we should be afraid to talk about it. But even racism, you know? I got work with a guy who's a racist. Donnie is a racist.
I don't like white people.
He says a lot of racist shit, and you know, but he gets a pass because he's 66 years old. And once you're a certain age, it's not called racist. Because I said, hey, Donnie's kind of a racist guy, isn't he? And this other person I work with, Donnie? He's not racist. He's not. Well, he says that. He's set in his ways. He says that stuff because he's set in his ways. So if you're a certain age, I'm not sure what the age is, probably around 66. But at a certain age, you're allowed to be as racist and say the most racist things in the world. And that nobody will consider you a racist because you're just set in your ways. He don't mean anything by that. He's just, he's old school. He's set in his ways.
I did not know that.
Kind of like being grandfathered in, I guess. Anyway, I was thinking about hot air balloon rides. And what are the logistics of a hot air balloon ride? How does that work?
Hello?
Hey, you doing are you the guy that does the hot air balloon rides for people?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Looking, it's going to be my anniversary, so I'm looking to do that. 1 year anniversary.
Nice.
What's the price tag?
What's that?
What's the price tag? What's it cost?
So we have a couple options. The first option is like a group flight. You could... Potentially have other people.
I don't want that. I want a private.
A private flight?
Yes.
$800 plus tax, and that'll just be just the two of you plus me, obviously flying the balloon and all that. So
awesome. How long of a ride is it? Because it's, what's acceptable in the ride?
So we're generally averaging right around an hour flight. Sometimes it's a little less, sometimes a little more. Just depends on the weather. And
how big is the basket?
It's 62 by 46 okay. inches.
Now, you're not uptight, are you? I mean, what are we allowed to do once we're up there?
pretty much just fly. It's not quite big enough to do anything special like that.
Well, it's our anniversary, so we might be... I don't know if we're going to make love up there or what, but, it's going to get probably something.
It's probably not big enough for that. Like, there's definitely not enough room to lay down or anything.
No, we're not going to get... Nobody's going to be laying down. Possibly kneeling or something. You know, whatever happens up there happens. We're going to be discreet. It's my anniversary, so...
Sure.
I want to get what I can get out of this, and I just want to make sure that it's not going to be, you're not going to be too uptight about it, because...
No, especially with the private flight, not a big deal, so...
Yeah, that's why I want to get a private flight, so we can see what happens up there. I mean, the whole reason I'm doing this is kind of that, for that reason.
Sure. Where are you guys from?
We're from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
North side, by, we live right next to the Home Alone house. I don't know if you know, remember that movie Home Alone?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yep, right up there. But nice. I don't know. I just want to make it fun. I want to make it interesting. I want to get some good pictures. Maybe a little sexual activity if possible. I mean, I don't want to push it, but I definitely want to take it to the next level if possible.
Gotcha.
If you're okay with that, hopefully.
Just depends a little bit. I mean, there's not a whole lot of room to be,
we'll see what happens. And if we're going too far, you can let us know or whatever, or turn your back or whatever. It's got to, you know, it's not going to be a big deal.
All right.
What's your availability?
Let me take a look at the schedule. I know this weekend is not great weather-wise. I was looking this morning.
What about next week?
Next week, I just have Monday through Friday evenings, and then Saturday morning.
Okay. Well, she's going to be real excited about this. I mentioned it to her, and she seems to be pretty into it. So as long as you're not going to be uptight, we're going to have a lot of fun up there, I think. So thank you very much, and I will call you back tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks.
Yep.
See, that guy was very accommodating. Very accommodating. Nice guy. Not uptight. You know, so nobody wants to be considered uptight. So once you say, hey, you're not uptight, are you? You can kind of get away with anything. No, I'm not uptight. Well, me uptight? No, what do you want to do? Sure, go ahead. I'm not uptight. Yeah, go ahead. I'll turn my back. I'm not uptight. That was surprisingly easy to talk him into letting me have sex in his balloon. I gotta try that again. That was too easy. Let's see. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, do you do the hot air balloons?
We do.
What's it cost?
Well, a shared flight, $299.
No. I just want a private. It's my anniversary, and me and my wife have been talking about this for a while, actually. And it's our year anniversary, so we're going to want to get up in that balloon and just have as much fun as you'll let us have. But what's the price for a private?
It's $11.95 for two people out okay. The door. Includes, champagne, mimosas, photographs, etc.
Okay, are you uptight? Last guy, but I mean, it's our anniversary, so we're going to be...
Am I uptight?
Yeah, you heard me. We want to have fun. We're not, you're paying you a lot of money here. So I want to know what we can and can't do up there. Exactly. Anything? Or is it, what's the rules?
Well, there's...
I mean, we're running the basket. Can we do as we please, or is it...
Sure. Yeah, okay. I mean, we'd just tell me what you have in mind. But no, yeah, we aim to please and just we'll go have a fun adventure. We don't know where we're going to land. We take off. Anybody that does this for a living is a lot of fun. So myself and all our pilots are really awesome, a blast, customer service oriented. So you tell us what you want and consider it done.
Well, the privacy, I guess, would be the... I mean, my wife was talking about maybe getting sexually adventurous up there.
Oh, I gotcha.
So,
yeah.
I don't want, this is, I want to make this something we're not going to forget. And
Right. No, she's, I totally used to have a website, milehighballoonrides.com.
That's what I'm talking about. Something like that, if you don't mind.
Right, no, yeah, just, yeah, tell us what you like, and yeah, we could...
That's fine. The last guy I talked to got all uptight when I started mentioning that. I mean, it's our anniversary. We're going to rent the space. How big is the basket? Is it...
Well, on the private two-passenger flights, they're actually pretty good size. Most, two-passenger balloons are fairly tight.
Mommy.
Four-passenger baskets. Now, that being said, they're not... It's not like there's, you know, hide a beds in there or anything like that.
No.
The dimensions and,
yeah, we're not going to get that crazy. Well, who knows? You know, it's very possible we get up there and we don't make love after all. I doubt it, though. I'm pretty sure we're going to. So if you want to film it or get involved, whatever you want to do. But this is going to be fun. I'm going to call you back at 3 and hopefully we can schedule for next week if possible.
Yeah, just call me anytime.
Love it. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good day.
So there you go. All you got to do is accuse somebody of being uptight and you can pretty much do whatever you want at that point. I think that's the way that works. I did not know that. But what else? Hey, folks, there's a bad hurricane in Florida. I don't know if you guys have seen the news, have seen the footage, but homes are being ruined. Lives are being destroyed. Not good. But the only good thing about it is we got Joe Biden in charge of this country. And he's got some sage advice for those going through the devastation of this hurricane. And sometimes you have to look to your leaders for guidance. And, you know, when you have these devastating things happen. Here's Joe Biden on hurricanes.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.